Good afternoon. It's Louis. Guess who's with me? Gigi. Yes, Gigi, bright and beautiful world.
Hello.
So today we're going to be just having a discussion, random discussion. There's no set topic. Maybe afterwards I'll title the episode. So, Gigi, how are you?
I'm very well. The sun is shining. Mm-hmm. We're sitting in park at the moment. And the sun keeps coming in and out of the clouds. But yeah. It's out at the moment. You can feel that heat on your face. The last of the summer sun before we get into like proper winter. Yeah. It's nice.
Well, do you do this often? Like, do you go out appreciating nature a lot?
I try to, but I moved house recently, so the park's a bit further away than it used to be. But I make the effort when I can.
Yeah, because I admire your efforts. Like, you're more like in tune with nature without knowing it. You do a lot of yoga because I appreciate of what you have around you and the way you go around to see the seasons change, you know. I appreciate the flowers. It's always been something I admire. Is that something you've always done from while you were younger?
I don't really think I did it when I was a child. It kind of happened more as I got older, because when I grew up it was more in the country.
Mm.
So it, flowers and trees and grass and playing fields were just there. It was easy.
Mm.
But when I moved to London, suddenly you don't see big green spaces. You don't see that many trees. I mean, we're lucky that London has so many parks.
Yeah.
But you have to make the effort to go. And it was in making that effort that you then start appreciating it, especially as you get older.
Mm. So, would you see yourself, like, in 10 years' time still in London? Or have you got some plans, like, settling down somewhere else?
I don't think so. I've always thought that I'd actually like to retire in London.
Mm.
Because everything is easy, everything is accessible. The tube network means you don't have to drive.
Mm.
And there's living in a city does make certain things easier.
Yeah.
Rather than being in the country and, you know, shop shutting early and that yeah. sort of thing.
So what's been like your best experience of nature? What would you say is your best experience?
I think it would be living by the sea and being able to have a walk along the beach
mm.
and hear the waves coming in. I mean, it's in England, so you've got pebbles rather than sand. But yeah. It made such a beautiful sound as the waves came in. There's kind of deep echoing to the sea, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice. So you wouldn't want to have a park close to that as well, where you can go on a walk. So you have the beach close to your house at the same time, just like 5 minutes walk to a park nearby.
Well, I'd only want that if it came with shops.
Is there something with shops that you like a lot?
Well, I like things to be convenient. I think we're very lucky in this age where we're a bit spoiled.
Mm.
And as long as that is recognised, there's nothing wrong with taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
And it just makes your life so much easier when things are convenient, where you have those little luxuries to hand.
Yeah. So what would you see London be like in the next 5 years? What would London be like?
More expensive.
Overpopulated?
Yes, but it keeps spreading out. So the more people that come in, the wider it gets.
Mm.
So it will probably increase in size. The centre of London will obviously become more and more expensive.
Mm.
Because everyone wants to be there.
Yeah. Do you think they'll have more parks built, or our parks are going to be like packed up with more people since we're having more population?
Well, they'll, the parks will have more people, but when new houses are built, I think there has to be a percentage of greenery. So as long as the councillors we vote in, that's a high priority for them, then we shouldn't lose trees and parks and things of like that. The danger comes in where there's spaces that are being used like community centres and places like that where they have green land attached, but they're not like a public park, because most public parks are protected, you're not allowed to build on them. But these other spaces that we kind of take for granted, that theoretically could be bought and built on, and then we'd lose that kind of playground or that little grow garden or whatever's there.
So what would you say about the ocean pollution? Well, have you got anything to say about that? Because I know you're very anti-plastic.
Yes, I have reusable straws.
Yeah.
And bottles.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything to say about it.
Yeah.
It's just really sad. And we should all do our best to try and limit the waste that we use. But it can be quite difficult, and there is that extra effort that needs to be made in order to, you know, to take your own plastic bags to the shops and
recycle them and stuff.
Yes, if you can recycle them. And there's that just extra bit of effort. And of course it's thinking that as one person you might not make a huge amount of difference, but there'll still be some difference that you make.
Yeah.
And it is still everybody's responsibility. It's not just big corporations.
Yeah.
But as long as you know you're doing your best, it might not save the planet, but you are doing something.
A little change, yeah. Like me, I marked my birthday the other time and had that on Facebook. People, you know, gave for recycling the ocean because of what was happening there. I mean, I bumped into this information. It was really heartbreaking. Broken. I was heartbroken by it, so I felt like, well, what should I do? Let me mark something on my birthday for that cause, which I did, and I felt really proud of myself for doing that.
Yeah, you hit your target.
Yeah, I hit my target and a little bit more, although it was small, but it was something to me. I was happy about that, and maybe I'll give that a try again next year. You know, just my own way of encouraging that greening, you know, recycling stuff. So what's happening at your station at the moment? It seems very quiet.
Absolutely nothing is happening on my station. I had a plan. I did 3 episodes and then it kind of took a back burner to everything else. And there's still more I plan on putting up.
Okay. So what are we looking, what should we be looking forward to?
Back to raising your vibrations, back to things, strategies that can help you, and ways of using your mind to see the beauty in everything, to kind of enrich your life and to notice things rather than to let them just pass you by.
That's cool. That's something that's always dragged me to your station, you know.
And oh, thank you.
I was so happy when you told me you bought my book the other time. That was really interesting. You were a fan. I never knew that you had interest in such, you know, because I saw you from a distance as mystical, but it was natural within you.
It's never something I've considered myself to be.
Yeah, like yogi wise, you know, that inclusiveness, you know, being embodied into nature itself. See the beauties where people don't naturally go to and see. You know, you pay attention to details, the clouds, you know, the veins of, you know, the leaves and stuff like that. So how would you say you found the book, The Destinies Now?
Complicated.
Complicated?
Yeah, it was actually really easy to read. It was just some of the thoughts discussed I hadn't come across before. Yeah. Unless I listen to your podcast and really properly listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
But a lot of it was new information. Mm. So it was having to go back over a sentence and make sure that I'd understood it correctly.
Yeah.
And that I was getting the most from it, because there was so much information that you put in every single chapter.
Mm.
And although it's quite deceiving because the book is relatively short, the chapters are relatively small, there is so much information in there. Yeah. And then it's kind of, you have to take a pause, maybe 5 cups of tea, and think about how it applies to
your everyday life.
Your everyday life.
I know. And you told me as well that a friend of yours was interested in that too.
Yeah, a friend of mine. I was so impressed. She came down the stage with me overnight and she finished it in a day.
Yeah.
She started it about midday and finished it by the time, you know, we had lights out. And she really enjoyed it. She was taking photographs, actually, of certain chapters. Because I wouldn't let her have my copy.
Yeah.
No, she's not good. Getting her hands on my copy. But she was taking photos of certain pages because there are certain bits in it that will resonate with different people.
Yeah, yeah.
And you always take what you need from things like,
like
your book.
Yeah. Thank you for coming to Infinite Touches. So we have Gigi, Bright and Beautiful World, here. And it's a pleasure to have her here. And I miss, these don't happen all the time. This is my first guest of a kind since I've been doing podcasting, I guess. But we'll hopefully have her again. So what would you have to say to my audience, like, before you leave, Gigi? What advice for the week or stuff?
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. All right, guys, thank you. It was Lou from the Infinite Touches, and I'm out.
When I was young, I fell in love. We used to hold hands, man, that was enough. Then we grew up, started to touch. Used to kiss underneath the light on the back of the bus. I know your daddy didn't like me much, and he didn't believe me when I see you with a wall. Every day, she found a way out of the window to sneak out late. She used to meet me on the east side, in the city with a sun on set. And every day, you know that we ride through the back streets of a blue Corvette. Baby, you know I just wanna leave tonight. We can go drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me, yeah. We can do anything if you put a mind to it. Take your whole life, then you put a line through it. My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me a heart, cause I'm gonna break it. So come away, start it today. Start a new life together in a different place. We know that love is how all these ideas came to be. So baby, run away with me.
17, and we got a dream to have a family, a house and everything in between. And then suddenly, we're 10-23, and now we got pressure for taking our life more seriously. We got our dead-end jobs and got bills to pay. Have old friends and now our enemies. And now I'm thinking back to when I was young, back to the day when I was falling in love. He used to meet me on the east side, in the city where the sun don't set. And every day you know where we'd ride, through the back streets in a blue Corvette. You know I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me. Singing, we can do anything if we put a mind to it. Take your old life and you put a line through it. My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me your heart cause I ain't gonna break it. So come away, start it today. Start a new life together in a different place. Know that love is how all these ideas came to be. So baby, run away with me.
Run away now, run away now.
To meet me on the east side. He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side, the city where the sun don't set.
It's Legendary Beats.
I be hustle to work. Say, do a leg by me and CD. For more dogs to do, we been hustle to work. Say, do a leg by my people, dead. My people suffer. Them they pray for blessing. Say, do a leg by my people, dead. Them they pray for blessing. For better living.
Talking about it, we won't just stand here in silence. Can't stop the fire from rising. Whoa.
People, don't you be afraid. So many innocents slain. This is an era for change. Change.
Malcolm's probably turning in his grave.
Stars are the only thing shooting, shooting. Oh,
mother, so bury the child. How can we sit there and hide? Change comes when all take a stand. Stand up, stand up.